The great Mexican-American singer Freddie Fender died of lung cancer on Saturday at the age of 69. He was born Baldomar Huerta in San Benito, Texas. As a child and teenager, they called him El Bebop Kid, and he made a name for himself playing on local radio stations. But his career really took off in the 50s, when he began doing Spanish-language versions of popular American songs like Elvis Presley's Don't Be Cruel. Fender became a star in 1975 with his hit Before the Next Teardrop Falls, which we'll hear in a moment. More recently, he played with the Tex-Mex bands The Texas Tornadoes and Los Super 7. He won Grammys with both. I spoke with Freddie Fender in 1990. Before we hear that conversation, let's listen to his first hit.
If he brings you happiness, then I wish you both the best. It's your happiness that matters most of all. But if he ever breaks your heart, if the teardrop ever starts, I'll be there before the next teardrop falls. Si te quiere de verdad y te da felicidad, te deseo lo más bueno para los dos. Pero si te hace llorar, a mí me puedes hablar y estaré contigo cuando triste estás.
Freddie Fender, you grew up near the Rio Grande, and you did migrant work as a child. How old were you when you had to start working?
Well, let's see. My father died January of 45. They did not even have the welfare program back then, and my mother was in very dire poverty. And the very first year, it was kind of rough because the war was still going on, and so that we suffered a lot from lack of food, and shelter was not that good. About a year later, she found a man that she could get along with that she liked, and he took us all up north and to following the harvest, sort of the grapes of wrath thing, and that's how we made our living to the hell. In 1958, I was still I had records out and still picking onions in Las Cruces, New Mexico.
How did you start performing?
I started performing the radio stations. We had a little station called KGBS in Harlingen, in San Benito, Texas. And we happened to know the DJ. This was 1946, 47. I was 9 or 10 years old. And I'd go over there with a guitar, and it was a big kick for him to see a little kid with a guitar singing.
I know that one of the records you made in the 1950s was a cover recording in Spanish of Elvis Presley's Don't Be Cruel. Whose idea was it to do that in Spanish? Was it your idea to do that?
In a way, I think that I gave the idea to the producer of the session that I did. I was Don't Be Cruel in Spanish and some other songs, the Elvis Presley hits, because at that time we did not have Elvis Presley imitators. Everybody wanted to imitate Elvis Presley, whether you sang or not. And I had long sideburns. So the producer said, hey, let's do some Elvis Presley songs.
Was your image the Hispanic Elvis at the time?
Very much so. I was called the Bebop Kid and the Mexican Elvis Presley, believe it or not.
When did you change your name from Baldomar Huerta to Freddie Fender? Why did you change it?
Well, Wayne Duncan, who became my first manager, had a jukebox route. That's about as close as he was to the record business. And he said, I'm going to record you, and you're going to have to get a name where you can look at the jukebox, you'll put a nickel in it. And in other words, not Baldomar Huerta, you know. So I said, well, let me pick a name. So I picked Fender from the guitar and the amplifier, and Freddie just out of the air. Luckily, if you put a Y on Freddie instead of an IE, you will have the same amount of letters on it, which helps a lot when you print it on an album or something. You know, it comes out just right.
Let's go back to 1959 and your recording of Wasted Days and Wasted Nights. Now, you later recorded this in the mid-70s, and it was a big hit. But this is your first recording of it back in 1959.
Wasted days and wasted nights, I have left for you behind. For you don't belong to me, your heart belongs to someone else. Why should I keep loving you?
Freddie Fender recorded in 1959. Not too long after this record was made, you were busted at a club for, what, holding three joints?
I wasn't holding anything, no.
Oh, okay. What was the story?
They found it in the apartment where I lived. They found some, maybe a couple of joints or something like that. And that was the end of that one, you know.
How long did you spend in prison for that?
2.5 years.
Is it right that you were paroled under the condition that you didn't get back into music?
Not really. I was paroled on the condition that I wouldn't be anywhere where they serve liquor and anywhere they play music except for church. Even in church, they serve wine. So I might as well, you know, just seal it up.
I see. So it wasn't that the judge... It wasn't so much that you weren't supposed to play music. It was that you weren't supposed to be around alcohol.
Yeah.
But what effect did that have on your music career?
I still went ahead and played and got away pretty good, you know.
Where'd you play, though, if you couldn't play at places that served alcohol?
Usually beer joints that didn't advertise.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I wouldn't play any public places. I'd just go to beer joints, little hell holes, you know, and nobody would know about it except the people that went there every day.
Well, that's not the best way to get discovered, is it?
No, I was young. I wasn't really thinking that much about discovery. As a matter of fact, my whole life, I have never expected anything, you know. I've just played music, that's all, you know. And if it happens, it happens. If it don't happen, well, hell, I'm still playing, you know. I was shooting for success and waiting for failure without being afraid of failure. Now I fear failure just tremendously. I've gone to the other side now, you know. If I fail, man, I'm going to be real hurt because I know what success is now, and I want it, you know.
Freddie Fender, he died Saturday of lung cancer. He was 69.